transition now to the Cincinnati Bengals, a team that I find very interesting. They just clock the New York Giants over the weekend. Overall, your thoughts on Cincinnati coming to town?
Well, they've got to have some big confidence, and they got out. They were on a three-game losing streak. They go after New York like they did. You see Dalton there throwing to A.J. Green. I mean, this game, it was 14-0 before 5 minutes had expired in the first quarter. So they jumped on New York quickly. The other thing that they did very, very well, which can't happen this week to be successful against them, is the fact that Cincinnati forced two interceptions and two fumbles against the Giants. Now, that's a good football team, so you've got to be wary. But they've got big play. They've got big playmakers, as you see right now, Adam Jones on a punt return. But when it comes down to it, they're not the Steelers, and you played the Steelers very, very well. So you've got to build on what the Chiefs did last week and take it to this game.
Let's deal with the explosiveness, first of all, with Cincinnati. Now, to me, in watching and studying Cincinnati, to me, they look the most explosive team the Chiefs have played maybe since the Atlanta Falcons. When I see their wide receiver package, you mentioned A.J. Green, I get the Julio Jones feeling.
Right.
But even their other receivers, and then the tight end, Jermaine Gresham, I've loved him ever since his freshman year at the University of Oklahoma. But A.J. Green in specific, what do you do to neutralize his explosiveness?
You know what, I think you have to press him off the line. You can't let him run unattached and give him space, because if you do, you're going to have issues. This is a guy that is great, from what I saw film-wise, catching the ball away from his body, getting it on the run. Dalton does a good job of delivering the ball, so you've got to make sure he's not afraid to catch the ball over the middle as well. So if he does go over the middle, you've got to make him pay for it.
You have to deal with big-time yards per catch.
Well, you're right. And he has 9 TDs. He has a long of 73, so he's got the big play capabilities. And that's the thing that you have to stop. You cannot give up chunks defensively against this team and let them have quick scores. Keep on the field and give them a chance to make mistakes.
Andy Dalton. Let's talk about him now, the redhead from Texas. Great career at TCU, and when they took him in the 2011 draft, this has not been the year he envisioned. He's got the fifth most picks in the league with 11. However, I like this guy. He still has a decent 18-11 touchdown to INT ratio. There's your big plays. 840-plus plays. That's second most in the league. Overall, your thoughts on Andy Dalton?
He gets back. He gets rid of the ball quickly. You see a lot of 3- and 5-step drops, and lots of time you'll see him throw that bolt screen out there and do some quick hit passing to where they don't have to protect as well, because quite honestly, I don't think their offensive line does protect that well. So they make up for it by getting rid of the ball, but you know, he's grown. He's not having the year he would like in terms of the interception side of things. But as you mentioned, when you have 18 TDs, well, then you're probably doing something right as well. And again, 64% on the year percentage-wise completions, that's pretty good.
Here we go. Here's the numbers. The Bengals on defense struggling on third down defense. You see them near the bottom of the league. Defensively, the numbers aren't great, although they played better against New York. Mm-hmm. Now, they played with the lead a lot because of the explosiveness of the offense. But I see different guys on this defense that are very capable. Terrence Newman's on this team. Now,
right.
Salina, Kansas native, the K-State guy, it's one of their corners. But I still think there's a chance for the Chiefs to be fruitful against the Cincinnati defense. Again, on third down, the Bengals have struggled defensively.
Yeah, and right now, I'm not sure you know what you're going to get from the Bengals, because they start out 3-1. They're kind of a hot team in the NFL. Then they lose three straight, and then they come back and they do what they do against the New York Giants. So it's a bit of a crapshoot, but the fact is they're coming now into Kansas City as opposed to being at home and what they did against the Giants. So you know what? I keep going back to it. I don't think it has anything to do with who the Chiefs are playing, but rather what they decide their mindset is as they head into the game.
But, the Chiefs 0-4 at home. It is Military Appreciation Day, one of the highlights of the season. The Chiefs need to get it done this week, man. They got to get it done. He's the snapper. He hasn't had much sleep. Love energy drinks to get us through this show, but be with us all week long on kcchiefs.com. We'll get you ready for Military Appreciation Day, Chiefs and Bengal. Thanks for joining us on Chiefs Live.